Okay, you asked where the money's going. The city of Toronto, right now, we spend about, taking the TTC, we spend $430 million making the TTC go. That's on top of what you pay in your fares, right? Everywhere else in the world, most of that money is picked up either by the federal government or the state, which is the provincial government here, right? This year, we got zero. We're the only transit system in any major city in the developed world that gets zero operating funding from either its federal or provincial government. Another problem we've got this year, a bunch of years ago, the federal government said, hey, we support daycare, Paul Martin, right? We support daycare. So they gave the province a bunch of money to start some daycare spaces. In comes Harper, all of a sudden, no, we don't support daycare. The province is sitting on this money, they give it to us as one time and say, why don't you make this money last 5 years? This next year is the last year. That means over the next 18 months, we have to cut 2,000 subsidized daycare spots in the city of Toronto. That's one in five subsidized daycare spots. There is a deliberate attack on the social services that make this city livable. I just came back from listening to the Board of Trade tell everyone what is basically a lie, that our budget has gone up almost 6%. It's gone up by less than half that. There is a deliberate attack by the wealthy elites in this province and in this city on social services that benefit all of us.
Why?
Why? Because they don't want to pay taxes to help you. It's as simple as that. We think what we can do is, even though we've got to be making some cuts, we think we can keep you guys from getting cut. And that's the best we can do in this year, even with the new revenue.
So what does that mean?
Okay, wait.
It means that arts funding is not going down, even though funding in a lot of other places is going down.
You actually chose your words very carefully in council out of all of them. But a lot of the others were very clear, this money will go to the arts. And where's the rest of the billboard tax going?
Yeah. In rough terms, the amount that the arts didn't get cut, if we had done the 5% that we're doing in a lot of other places, mostly in the hard services, like transportation and stuff, if we had done that, it'd be about what the revenue from the billboard tax is. There was a vote on whether or not we should dedicate this. We said, we're not going to make our minds up to dedicate now. We're going to put it off. Because we wanted to see if the province was going to give us anything this year, but they gave us the goose egg. So our hands are tied.
I think they were used, because I saw councillors equating the funding with the arts and saying it makes sense to tax billboards and to use these billboards which infringe on public space and take the revenue from the arts, and all these people put in all this time to fight for a tax, to come back now and say it's either that or a daycare doesn't seem fair. And I'm just hoping you guys can somehow bump it up a bit so it's something above zero, so these people feel like they fought for something.
I told folks who were working on this the day of the vote, in this current climate where we're struggling just to keep the damn thing above water, I can't promise you the dedicated revenue. I told you that.
So many councillors did.
And by the way, I'm not telling you to stop pushing. You gotta keep pushing.
It's not an encouraging way to...
You know, I mean, I started 25 years ago saying that the province should be funding public transit, and I'm not there yet. These are the fights of our lives. This is something you dedicate yourself to. I am going to be part of the struggle for justice in my community. And if it's around arts or transit or whatever your thing is, there's never going to be a day when you go home and it's done.